We're learning yesterday about whether or not one should learn, or what one should learn on Erev Tisha B'Av, especially this year, falling out on Shabbos. So continuing along this theme, the words of the Be'er Heitev. The Be'er Heitev quotes the words of the Taz and says, the difficulty of the prohibition of not learning on Erev Tisha B'Av. He says, "Ein iser b'achilas, baser v'yayin." If in fact there's no prohibition, of course we know, on this upcoming Shabbos, we're allowed to eat meat and drink wine, so the lama nachmir shul yilmod. Doesn't make sense. How could it be that we would say that you're not allowed to learn? If you're allowed to eat meat and drink wine, then certainly you should be able to learn. If you want to look at it a little bit more, well, during the 9 days, we're not allowed to eat meat or drink wine, but we're allowed to learn today. So why would this role be reversed, that we'd be allowed to eat meat and yet not learn? It's very difficult to understand. But soon furthermore, he says, Tamalei, I'm really bothered. Da'akorin b'mincha v'afil b'tisha b'av b'midi d'shayach l'yoma kegon parshas ha'tamid v'mishnayis d'karbanos. Certainly when it comes to Shabbos mincha, which is moments before Shkia, even though you can daven a little bit earlier, which we'll be doing this year, but certainly it's going to be after Chatzos. You can't daven mincha until a little bit past Chatzos. So you're learning because part of the mincha service is Kriyas HaTorah. So how is it possible that you're telling me that you're not allowed to learn after Chatzos on Shabbos, which is Erev Tisha B'Av? And therefore, he doesn't understand when the Ramah says that when it comes to the reciting of Perkei Avos, not even the learning of Perkei Avos, so as we mentioned yesterday, that it's customary to just go through an entire parak every week during this time, in which you're not necessarily learning in such great depth, comparable to Bamed Madlikin on Friday night. So he says it's very difficult for me to understand why you're telling me we can't do these things on Erev Tisha B'Av. Therefore, he says, Mutsasi, not only that, I found that, according to the Rashal, Lomad Acher Chatzos, B'chol Erev Tisha B'Av, that the Rashal himself used to learn after Chatzos, every single Erev Tisha B'Av, V'hitu Acherim L'mod. And he also told other people that he can do it. Not only did he accept this quote-unquote leniency upon himself, but he also encouraged other people to learn. V'nir, and therefore, he says it appears, the halomid b'shabbos, afil acher chatzos, lo hisid secharo, ad kan loshono. That's the language of the Taz. That if you are going to learn after chatzos, and I'm not talking about learning which necessarily pertains to the tainus, not necessarily talking about Tisha B'Av itself, not talking about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Any learning whatsoever after Chatzos, the Taz tells us that you're not going to end up losing your sechar. The reward is going to be there. And apparently, the fact that a person does this doesn't seem like it's the biggest avera. Maybe the opposite. A person could use this as an excuse not to learn. And so the Piskei Tshuvos delves into this a little bit further, and he quotes the words of the Chazon Ish. And he says that according to the Chazon Ish, Haya machmir lo limod b'shabbos acher chatzos el devarim hamutarim b'tisha b'av. That unlike what we just learned before, that according to the Chazon Ish, he of course would learn, but he would only learn things that pertained to the fast once chatzos kicked in on Erev Tisha B'Av. However, he quotes others that disagree with this, quoting these Siddur Yavetz, he says that Yesh HaKosim, there are those that write, Shi'adarab, should be the exact opposite. How could the Chazon Ish only focus on Shabbos, which is Erev Tisha B'Av, things which are connected to destruction, things which are connected to tragedy and sadness? He says, Da'adarab, Ein Nachon Limo Devarim Haroim B'Shabbos Kodesh. It's not appropriate that such things should be learned on Shabbos. And he said, concludes like this, so the Ovid Kamar Ovid, but the Ovid Kamar Ovid, which we find that Lashon in certain places in Shas. So if you follow like the Chazon Ish, you're okay. If you follow like other opinions, then you're okay. So a person wishes they can learn anything, if that's the your custom. And he quotes over here, V'chol echad naheg kehoras rabosav. You have to not just make it up on your own. You have to find out what your custom is. So if your custom is to follow like the Chazon Ish, so then on Shabbos after Chatzos, you should only learn things that pertain to Tisha B'Av. If you hold, like, for example, the found in the city of Avitz, then you could learn anything, because otherwise, he says, it shows a lack of respect for Shabbos itself. And then skipping a couple of sentences, he says, Mi shedarko tomid lilmod al shulchan, besudo Shabbos, usuda shlishis, mutter bezeh gam b'Shabbos zu. He quotes that any person who has the custom every single Shabbos, that they have a sefer, they're not only eating a nice meal, but they're also learning something. If that's what you do on a typical Shabbos, then he says it's appropriate that you should not treat this Shabbos any different. And as well as the Suda Shlishis, which is of course well past Chatzos. The Chain, and he also says, Mi shedarko b'chol Shabbos, ach Chatzos lidrosh barabim, mutter gam b'Shabbos zu. That there are some people that look at the following. That if you would learn Barabim in groups, and you would decide one Shabbos not to do so, it's not only that, okay, you know, you're not supposed to learn, you're supposed to learn, but if you're going to make that distinction, so what you're doing is violating Shabbos, in that Shabbos, you're not supposed to show any public signs of Avelus. Havi Avelus, Befar Hesia. And therefore, according to this interpretation, a person who does teach, a person who is learning, certainly Barabim, is permissible for that person to teach on Shabbos. Now, of course, the key is to be able to follow one's minhag. And therefore, if you're in a community in which there's not learning. In a community where you can only learn things that pertain to Tisha B'Av, then that's what you should do. But I believe that those few moments is a litmus test, as well as Tisha B'Av in general, of your learning throughout the entire year. And I'll conclude with this thought. In that, the reason why we're not supposed to be learning on Tisha B'Av things which are not connected directly to the destruction is because Pekudi Hashem Yishar Misamchi Leif. Because Torah has the capacity to make us feel good, to make us feel happy. And therefore, the reason why we're not learning Torah on Tisha B'Av, that one day a year, is because the other 364 days, we are supposed to have that sense of Simchas Halev when we learn Torah. And therefore, every person has to use this as an opportunity to really look within oneself and ask themselves the question, am I truly Sameach the other 364 days, and the one day of Tisha B'Av, the fact that I'm not learning, is that also a sense of avails, of a loss? And hopefully we'll be able to all reach that madrega to truly sense the true simcha which comes forth from Lima Torah.